So there's no clear line yet between ISIS and AQAP. Is this just sort of, we can speculate that they may work together?
Well, we know that they all have relationships. They have had intermediary exchanges. We know that. Remember, once they were decertified, they decided they were going to go their own direction. Again, their goals and intentions are exactly the same. There isn't a fraction of a difference. The tactics of how they get there may have been different. And Zawahiri's position with them was, if I can't control you, I'm not going to have you as part of our group. And he did that primarily because being part of AQ gets you financing, it gets you status, it gets you recruits. What I think he underestimated is that these folks were winning on the battlefield. And when you're winning on the battlefield, that in and of itself attracts other jihadists because they want to be a part of the winning team, if you will. And so they're the same. They're exactly the same. They still have this kind of funny respect for each other. Again, I'd look at it as two, right? When they have a difference, they'll fight you. But when there's mutual benefit, they'll be together. And it's really the same kind of thing. They are al-Qaeda-minded, no different. They want to establish the caliphate. They'll use all the tools of political violence to do it.